Welcome to Apple a Day. It's Lake Region Healthcare's health and wellness show where we feature news and information you can use to live a healthier life. I am Katie Johnson, your host, and my guest today is Shelby Schermerhorn. She is one of the newest providers on our medical staff. She's joining our pediatrics team as a physician assistant, and I'm excited to welcome her and introduce her to all of you this morning. Good morning, Shelby.
Good morning, and everyone to you guys as well.
Yeah, it's so great to have you here. You are joining the pediatrics team, as I said, but you're not a stranger around here.
No.
Coming from Pelican Rapids, having worked at Lake Region before, but a lot of folks may not know you, and particularly in this new role. So let's just dive right in and give a little bit about your background. What has that looked like leading up to this point?
Yeah, so like you said, I am from Pelican Rapids, so again, not so far from here. And so I graduated Pelican Rapids in about 2018, and then I went into my undergraduate degree at Morris, where I double majored in psychology and Native American Indigenous Studies, and then I also minored in biology. So I kind of did a lot there,
yeah,
just in terms of like schooling, but I was also very fortunate to take an awesome class with their ambulance center there. And so I became an EMT through Morris and the school, which kind of really helped drive and fuel my passion. And then I kind of decided I wanted to be a little bit closer to home, especially with summers. So I started here at Lake Region as a CNA on the medical and surgical floor. So I'm sure some of you have maybe met me before.
Yeah.
And now I'm just in a new role. And then from there, as I kind of kept growing in the medical field, I wanted to keep learning. And so then I transitioned into a phlebotomist. So I maybe drew your blood, and I'm sorry if I made you pass out. But yeah, from there, I graduated, and I luckily, my first round of PA applications, I was able to get into a school called MCPHS in Worcester, Massachusetts, and that was a lot of fun there. So I did 2 years there, and I got to see a lot of different people and see a lot of different healthcare systems. It kind of took me all over the country. I was in Florida for a bit, New Hampshire, Massachusetts, and then I did some rotations at home. And when you're kind of in the role of PA school, it's kind of like, where do I want to go next? What do I want to do? But thankfully, I had a lot of amazing pediatric rotations, and that kind of really was like, yeah, I want to do peds. And then I was like, now where do I want to live? Mm-hmm. And what healthcare systems do I want to be a part of? And when you're in the PA role, there's lots of new regulations coming out all the time. We're a very growing position. And so Minnesota is very progressive in that regard. So I was like, I know I want to go back home. And then I thankfully found this role in pediatrics at Lake Region. And I was like, okay, I feel like that's a sign. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like where I've started my career kind of, and where I've done a lot of building and networking. And yeah, then when I interviewed, it kind of was just like, oh, I'm seeing a lot of familiar faces. And you're like, yeah, you know,
it just felt right.
Yeah, it did. Yeah.
Everything lined up just the way it was supposed to. That's so great to hear.
Mm-hmm.
After having that experience all over the country.
Yeah.
That you just knew
home
was where I needed to be.
Mm-hmm.
You talked a little bit about what inspired you to go into pediatrics.
Mm-hmm.
What was it that made you make the leap from phlebotomy and CNA to PA?
Yeah. So I know at a young age, I always wanted to be a doctor, but then, you know, I graduated high school and I was like, that's a lot of schooling to think about. And so I was like, let me revamp that. And so then going through these different little jobs and learning all these in and outs of kind of like that foundation of medicine, I met Tim Hovde, who was an EMT, and he was also a paramedic, and he worked in Morris. And he was very influential on what the PA role was. And so I'm very fortunate that I got to work with him and learn from him and learn that role. And I was like, I think the lifestyle and how PAs work in a sense of I'm learning as I go, and I'm not going to know everything, and that's okay, but I'm going to try and work hard to figure it out. And I think for me, it was more of that humble position and that it just drew me into mm-hmm. like what I want to see for my life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, you found mm-hmm. that right balance.
And yeah.
So important to have those good mentors.
Yes.
And Tim mm-hmm. was a great one for you.
Yeah.
You had been at Lake Region Healthcare before.
Yeah.
You said it, you know, it kind of felt right. Were there other things about Lake Region Healthcare that made you just really cement that choice? This is where I want to be for my practice.
Yeah, I think honestly it really solidified more throughout the interview as I kept going on throughout the day, because it was seeing familiar faces. Like I said, I was kind of a world traveler in terms of like what my schooling looked like. And so I was very used to seeing people I'm not used to and having to always be like, oh, hi, and meet new people all the time. So it was really nice and refreshing, honestly, to be like, oh, I remember you. It's so good to see you. And I think also what I've learned with all the traveling is Minnesota Nice is a thing, you mm-hmm. know, and it's very community driven, and I felt right at home, and I feel like I could easily talk with everybody. And also meeting with the PEDS team, they were super incredible, very easygoing to talk to, and very communicative up front, but like, hey, we would love to have you here. And you know, their encouragement of having me here kind of helped encourage me to be like, yeah, like mm-hmm. this is a better fit. Like they're going out of their way. They're taking the extra mile to be like, let's have you here. Mm-hmm. And I think that kind of drew me in a lot. And like I said, I was around a lot of different places, and this is a place that is close to home. It feels like home. So I think that can also help with me doing something new and, you know, starting this role. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, having a little bit more familiarity with a lot of things, I think helps you feel more comfortable. Yeah,
for sure. You have that familiarity with the people here, and yeah. you'll see that in your practice with yeah. your patients as well.
Mm-hmm.
And really being able to be part of that community sounds yeah. like mm-hmm. it's important to you.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about what types of appointments and patients that you'll be seeing in the pediatrics clinic.
Yeah, so because I'm new, I like to see a lot of everything. I don't have anything that I'm closed off to seeing. I want to stay very open and figure out kind of my little niches. You know, I have some interest in some things, but I think for the most part, I want to see, you know, the acute things. You know, I want to see the long-time sick visits, you know, if they're dealing with long-time asthma and, you know, need some medication adjustments and what have you. And I think it would be fun, too, to navigate a different world of mental health as well with Dr. Nog, mm-hmm. because he is fantastic and he does a lot of great work, and I've heard only good things. So
yeah.
I'm really excited to learn that avenue, because as we know, I feel like that's a growing issue and thing that we're taking more awareness into. So I think that is also kind of exciting to learn new things from them. And obviously I'm excited to see the newborns too. Oh, so nice. I think seeing that will be really fun as well.
Yeah. yeah. So really everything.
So jack of all trades. Yeah.
Everything birth to
yeah.
what is considered pediatrics. 17?
Yeah. 18. 18? Yeah.
yeah. Mm-hmm. Perfect. Let's talk about your care philosophy. What does it mean to you when you think about providing really high quality care to children?
Mm-hmm.
And to their parents, right? It's a package, or their guardians.
Yes,
it's a package. How do you describe that?
For me, I am a sports girl, so I always like to take it in terms of teams. And I think that, like, in all teams, that there's a lot of different parts that go into a working and well-functioning team. So for me, I'm also really big on advocacy. And I think that's in terms of being an advocate for the kid on my end and being like, hey, like, I want to respect your, you know, feelings as a parent. However, I'm going to advocate that I think this might be the best fit for what we're going to, this is the best game plan that we can do for your child. But then also allowing parents to have that voice of, hey, like, this is my kid. And you're right, it is. It, you know, I'm just here to help support and make, you know, the best informed decision that we can together. And so I think that I want parents to feel like they can advocate for their kid as well, but understand that I'm going to advocate for them too. And mm-hmm. it's not this competition of who knows best, because that's not how it should be. I kind of want that teamwork of like, let's figure out what's best mm-hmm. and not compete for what we both think is mm-hmm. best. And then I also think for me too, is like my own advocacy, right? You know, a lot of people nowadays have so much access to information and resources at their hands. And I think that's very great, but sometimes too I want to advocate that, like, we did get into this role for a reason, and also you're coming to us because you understand that we are the experts in this field and while I want your information and I think it's valuable and I want to hear it and communicate it with you, I want to advocate for the fact that we are in this role for a reason and we're just here to help. So mm-hmm. I think, you know, having that ability to all of us advocate for each other, but then work together to respect each other's ideas and everything like that, I feel like that's going to be the best, you know, care that I can give. And that's my thing, because I think if we can have that teamwork and communication, I think that's actually what's going to lead to the best care versus me just being like, let's give this medication or this or that. Okay. So for me, I think that's kind of where I'm at with my care philosophy.
Yeah, it sounds like shared and informed decision making is a really big piece of that.
Yes.
And evidence-based care is a real thing. There's so much information on the internet that can be helpful or can be hurtful.
Right.
So really, really sticking with that evidence is important.
Yeah.
Do you have any areas of special interest when it comes to children's health?
Yeah, I think like I said earlier, I'm a sports girly. So I've had my own fair share of injuries as a kid. And so I really like the world of sports medicine and orthopedics as well. So I've seen my fair share. I did an orthopedic surgery rotation where I got a lot of great experience and knowledge from that. So I think that's kind of helped me funnel into this direction of that's something else I'd like to explore within pediatrics. And, you know,
great. Be able to relate to those student athletes.
Yes, it's not easy. Yeah, and then that also like kind of ties into like mental health too. You go through an injury and it kind of changes and upsets your world, and it's not an easy game. So.
Absolutely, absolutely. If you had to choose maybe one or two things, what do you see as the biggest challenges in children's health today?
One thing I think for sure is definitely mental health, like I mentioned earlier, and I think that has to play in part with social media and screen time and being exposed to a lot of things that, you know, even at my age, I wasn't exposed to because I didn't have all that internet access. So I think exploring the world of mental health for kids can be something that I think all of us should be looking towards a little bit. And I think that is a huge challenge, I think, too, because kids come in and, you know, they might have seen something on TikTok or Instagram or same with parents. And I think that can be a huge challenge because sometimes those don't help anybody, you know, and sometimes they can be really helpful though too. Right. And they can have good information to bring forward. But I think that's a huge challenge right now for, the kids' world.
For sure. Any advice on what we all can do to help make that any better?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's hard. You can't just say no screen time. It's kind of irrelevant in this time and day and age, I think. But I think the huge thing for me is setting limits. I have to do it for myself even. I have like app limits where I'm like, all right, an hour a day, just because I know I'm not going to get anything and I can rot for a while if I wanted to. So I think a lot of kids should have that, and censorship, you know, like avoiding things like YouTube, because I think that can go a little haywire. And I also think that there are other avenues that you can take too, of like just getting outside with your kid, you know, too. Like, kids are reflections of us, as much as sometimes we don't like to think it, you know, when they are acting out. But if you're not mirroring that, and you're not mirroring that same thing at dinner time, or, you know, just that time at home with them that you get during your day, you can't expect them to, you know, show you that that's what they're going to do. Because if you're doing that, they're going to do that, because that's what they're seeing is okay. So I think as adults and community members, we have to be self-aware of ourselves and take that step back and look in the mirror versus expecting them to, you know, always show us what we want them to do if we're not doing that.
Wow, that's pretty powerful to remind ourselves that we set the example.
Yeah.
And setting limits for ourselves on our social media, spending time in nature, having good conversations over the dinner table are all things that we can do.
Yeah.
Tell us about what you like to do when you're not working. What are your hobbies?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's spending time with friends and family, but I really like to travel. So I definitely like to explore new areas, whether that's just, you know, in my backyard sometimes and just going to a local state park like Maplewood, or you know, going down to the beach in Florida, you know, that never misses. But otherwise I really like to play sports with my family too. I'm going to try a summer softball league, so we'll see how that goes this summer. But then, otherwise I just like to read, and I am Native, so I do a lot of Native bead work, so I like to make a lot of jewelry and stuff like that for my family as well. So yeah, that kind of helps me, you know, study a little. I can study on the back end while just doing some mindless beading, and that's fun.
And help you stay grounded.
Yes, connect me to the roots.
Well, that's great. Anything else you would like us to know about you or about your practice here at Lake Region Healthcare?
Yeah, so like I just mentioned, I am Native, so one part of my philosophy that I hope to take into is that I am holistic in some aspects too, and I want parents, because I feel like nowadays it's really hard for parents to come forward and be like, well, I would like to do a more holistic approach and try these avenues first. And that's not to say that there's times and places for those, because I want to be very clear on that. Like, I am a Western provider, so I do see there are times for certain medications to be indicated in certain treatment plans. However, like, I want parents to know that I am very open to discussing those holistic approaches and having those open-ended conversations, because I feel like it's educational for both them and I to have those, because they might bring something to me that I've never heard of, and I can learn that approach and kind of figure out, hey, is this something we should be implementing, and kind of do my own evidence-based anecdotal research on that. So I think coming at it from like two different perspectives, and honestly sometimes combining them, is the best approach as well.
Yeah, there is so much evidence behind lifestyle and holistic approaches to medicine as well. So that combined approach makes so much sense. And as children, the earlier you can start with that, right, the more impact it can have. So before we go, I always like to ask my guests, if you could give one health tip to our listeners, what would your health tip be?
That would be definitely getting outside. I mean, but that's just literally going for a walk or playing catch outside, or I think just getting outside, being, you know, one with nature in a sense for just a couple of seconds, I think can really ground you. And there's lots of research and evidence that just being outside can release endorphins and, you know, increase your mental health and make it a little bit better for you. So, yeah. And it's summertime now, so we got to enjoy it while we have it.
Exactly, right? It's the perfect time for that tip.
Yeah.
But no matter what, spending time in nature is a great health tip.
Yes.
Shelby Schermerhorn, pediatric PA, joining the Lake Region Healthcare Pediatrics team, and coming back home to Lake Region Healthcare. Welcome back. We're so glad you're here.
Thank you. Excited to be home.
Absolutely. Shelby Schermerhorn and Katie Johnson on Apple a Day this morning, reminding you at Lake Region Healthcare, we are here for you always. Have a great day.